Blog Talk Radio.
On the planet, we live, we getting it in tonight on this special Valentine's Day, and we have a special treat for you. We have our special guest in the building, and you might know her. She is one of the hottest plus size models there is in the South. Her name is Anisha King, so you definitely want to stay tuned to the hottest radio station on the planet. to all the listeners that's listening in. You can call in and speak with our guest tonight, 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to her. We have also so many people that's tuned in right now. Thank you all for showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you for all your support. We are standing right now well over 260,000 listeners. So congrats to the Nikki Rich Show. We recently just got back from L.A. from the Grammys. Now we're heading in the morning all the way to Houston, Texas for All-Star Weekend. Looking forward to it. So anybody out there that is in the Houston area, the Nikki Rich Show will be live, interviewing live. So you got to stay tuned. We're going to be there. And the following week, which is next week, on next week, February the 23rd, the Nikki Rich Show will be live in Ohio, and Miss Nikki Rich will be hosting the Nikkiology Network launch party with Miss Nicole Bowles, and major shout out to her. And it's going to be exciting, along with some more divas, so you got to keep it locked. And if you want to purchase tickets, we have all the info you need on our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And speaking of that, our Twitter is at Miss Nikki Rich, where you can follow us, as well as at Nikki R Show. Nikki R Show is our Twitter for our radio station. And on our Facebook is facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. And we only have one page for Facebook, and that is our Like It page. And you can also go to our Instagram, where it is really going in. Our Instagram is at Miss Nikki Rich. Follow me there. It's going crazy on Instagram. So much love to all the supporters. But it's that time, guys. It's that time. We got our special guest tonight, Valentine's Day. I'm excited to speak with her because she has really, really been accomplishing so many goals, as well as making major moves in the southern region and all over. So we're looking forward to having Miss Anisha King on tonight. So again, everybody that's tuned in, call in at 323-580-5749. And it's been a lot of people that's really been following the movement. So y'all got to get it in, because I'm telling you, the lines get crazy. But we're going to go to our special guest for tonight. And with no further ado, I'm excited and pumped up to welcome our special guest, Miss Anisha King. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to have Valentine's
Day.
Yeah. I'm nervous, everybody, so you got to bear with me because my nerves are setting in.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we just want you to sit back and, you know, just enjoy yourself, because we are here and we're here to learn about you. It's all about you and nobody else, and we want everybody to know about Miss Anisha King, because I definitely want to congratulate you on all your success and accomplishments, because 2012 has really been good for you, and I know 2013 is even bigger.
Yes, it has been. It has been. A lot of stuff has happened. My life has definitely changed in the past, like, year and a half, 2 years, and it seems like it's getting more and more, like, in-depth for me, and I'm getting nerve-wracked because I don't know what to do and I don't know which way to go. You don't know who to trust. So there's just, like, so much going on. And I take a step back and have to think, like, okay, do I do this or do I do that? It's kind of hard, but I like it. It keeps me busy.
It is. And that's how it goes when it's your time. It's like the doors flop open and it's just wide open. And then also not only that, it's like you meet so many people, and you just don't know which way to go, and like you said, who to trust. So it's kind of crazy. It's like it's moving so fast. Everything is
it's
just going, and you don't know what to do.
I don't. It's booming. It's and I have, like, I'm lucky because I have a great support team that really helped me out and really keep me sane and keep me in check and, like, no, don't do that, or no, you need to do that. And that's the biggest thing that keeps me going. And then my son, like, he keeps me motivated. So I have to think about when I take offers or if I want to do something, I have to think about, okay, I don't want my child to Google me in a few years and he sees something crazy, or he look at a video or anything. So I always have to think about all that before I do anything, and he's my priority. I got to make sure that I'm not going to make him look bad.
Exactly, exactly. Well, again, we're glad to have you on tonight, and so many people have really been showing so much love, and I know that you're excited about that because just having that support from others, it means a lot.
It does, and like I said again, my support team is awesome. The my ladies in Big Girls Rock, they have been like my backbone. My vice president has really held me down. She, when I do my photo shoots and everything, she, because I'm really silly and I laugh a lot and I'm giggly, and it takes me, my first couple photo shoots actually took me probably like 6 hours because I was laughing and I just didn't know what to do. And so she really has helped me a lot and to kind of develop who I am, because I tell everybody, and I'm really honest, Nikki, and I'm telling everybody, I hate modeling. I hate smiling in front of the camera. It's not something I like to do. I do it because it's motivating other women, and that's my goal. Mm-hmm. If it's making them happy, I'm happy because I want them to know that they can do it too. So, but I absolutely hate it. But everyone's like, you're so good at it, but I don't like it because that's not really my type of thing. I like to take pictures more so with my iPhone than anything. And taking pictures in front of a professional camera. Yeah, I like to take pictures with my iPhone and not being, you know, dolled up and all that makeup. And that's just not me. But it motivates so many other people, and that's why I'm continuing to do it. But I really don't like it. But she's been my backbone. And if it wasn't her supporting me, I think I probably would have gave up when I first did my first photo shoot. I'm like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. So, like, those ladies have really been everything to me. Like, they don't know how much they mean to me, because they say I'm mean. I'm really not mean, but they say I'm mean. But they still stick by me, because I guess I'm mean in a nice way, maybe. But
okay.
they're awesome. They really are.
Well, that's amazing. And I just want to start off by letting everybody know you have a very extensive background. For those who don't know, Miss Anisha King, she's a native of Washington, D.C. Wow.
Yes, 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 I am. And now I'm in the South, and the South has been good to me. It's times where I don't like it, and I can easily run back home and go to my mommy. I'm very spoiled, and I'm about to be 26, so running back home to me is not an option right now, because I can't always depend on my mom forever. And I built a name here. I built a brand, so I can't just leave it. And then I have so many people depending on me here that if I just up and leave, because it's just easier because now I have a child, then I'm going to be letting so many other people down. So I'm trying to stick it out, but it's slow paced. But since I'm not doing what everybody else is doing here, it's been an easier come up for me.
Okay.
I guess, yeah, because if I go to D.C., I'm probably going to be just me. I'm not going to be nothing special. Yeah, I'm going to be like everybody else.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, and it feels good to know that, you know, you have something different and you found your niche, and you're going to grow and you continue to grow as you pursue this vision. And it's just amazing how, like you said, sometimes it's things that you don't like to do, but it's like an avenue that's opened up to lead you what you really want to do, or to help you along the way, because I understand, because I'm a teacher, and I'm a teacher at heart, and I was teaching for 7.5 years, and I even had my own nonprofit, Steppers Enrichment Program. And,
oh, wow.
You know, it was great, you know, stepping and everything, but you know, I end up creating the Nikki Rich Show, and it's really have soar, you know, and I feel that I'm using this platform to teach, and I'm helping others along the way, so I don't necessarily have to be in a classroom, but,
right,
you know, and it's amazing because the Nikki Rich Show radio, and that's what I tell everybody, radio is not my thing. My father, he has his own radio station. It's back home in South Carolina. But when I grew up, you know, radio, I know radio up and down, back and forth, you know, having to get up.
Right.
But I didn't like radio. You know, I don't like it. I mean, I think it's cool. I love it because I'm loving networking. But my thing is to teach and help others. And to open up doors, because God is using me to open up doors and avenues to help somebody else.
Right,
and the satisfaction of helping somebody else. I don't care about anything else, but I just want to help other people. That's all.
And that's like me, too. I just want to help other people. And when I first did my first photo shoot, and then I had posted the pictures, and the first photo shoot I had did was actually for, it wasn't for me to be a model. I had did the photo shoot for an artist out of Baltimore, and he was going to be featured on my Big Girls Rock website. And I just posted the picture that the photographer sent me, and then before I knew it, I was a Nisha King plus size model. And it really wasn't supposed to go like that because it was really initially for Big Girls Rock. And then from that, I did the Curvy Magazine contest, and then I won that contest. That was my first modeling contest I ever did. And then it just kind of went from there, and everything kind of just was like, okay, boom, 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 boom. And I like it. It's just it's not me, but I like it because when I got my first email from somebody telling me that I changed them and I made them feel good about themselves and I boosted their self-esteem, that made me feel good. And then, you know, that was a good little experience. And then I had a girl when I started my like page, she didn't have a profile picture up. And I inboxed her and I asked her why she didn't have a profile picture up. And she was like, because I'm not, you know, I'm not cute. And I feel like, I was like, okay, well, you got 5 minutes, you know, to put one up. Send me your pictures. And she sent them to me, and I was like, you're a pretty girl. And I said, you got 5 minutes to put a picture up, or I'm going to make your picture, my profile picture, for my like page. And she put her picture up, and it's been up ever since then. So stuff like, little stuff like that makes me feel like I'm making a difference with people. And that's my goal. I want to, if I could just change one person's life, that's all I want to do.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's God using you just like he's using me, you know. And we're here today telling everybody and letting them know that, you know, we're here. We're lending out our hand, you know, to get you to where you need to be. That's what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my goal. That's all I want to do. And I just, like, everybody, I think everybody has their own niche in what they do. You just gotta have, you just gotta find it and go for it. And I've always been like, I've never been really shy, but and I never had low self esteem, so that was a good thing. Like, I never was one of those big girls that was like, oh, I'm so ugly and I need to lose weight and, you know, and all that. And I do, and I am working on my weight now, but it's not because I feel like I'm ugly. It's just that I have a son, and I need to make sure when he really starts walking and running around, and I'm going to be able to chase and run around him now, because with him crawling, I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, where are you going? So I just feel like you just got to find your niche. It don't matter what size you are or what you look like. Everybody has something special about them or something special that they can do, whether it's cooking or they can do yard work. Everybody has something that they can do. You just got to find it, and then you have to have people in your life that can help you and motivate you to continue to do what you're doing.
That is real. That is so real. And I'm working on it too, honey. So we ride along with you. And I want to say, everybody, if they have not seen those pics, she is looking
nice. Yeah, those pictures were definitely not me. That was definitely something different, like totally different for me. I told my vice president, Kira, and the photographer, Key, I said, I don't know how to be sexy. I don't know how to take a picture without cheesing and smiling real hard. Like, sexy is not my thing. I'm too goofy to be sexy. That's how I feel about it. Like, I won't wear lingerie. Like, when we were getting stuff for the shoot, I was like, they were like, you know, they were picking out stuff for me, and I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this? And two of my friends went and got a bra for me from Victoria's Secret, and it was, like, red and laced with a bow on it. And I said, I'm never going to wear this thing again. Like, you know, that's just not my thing. So when I took the pictures, when I saw the pictures, I was like, oh, my God, we have to edit this. This looks horrible. Do you see this? You know, I was thinking about all the editing. And we ended up not having to edit none of the pictures. We just left them as is. And, of course, you know, I try to be tasteful. We have some pictures where I'm showing a lot more skin, but I wouldn't, you know, post them because it was more of me showing that I wasn't comfortable with. Now, the whole thing with the teddy bear, I don't know what got into me because that's really not something that I would do, but I'm covered enough that nobody sees anything. So I was like, okay, you know, that's not, you know, bad, and that's the side that people don't see of me. They don't see me being that way. They don't see me being, you know, sensual and the red lipstick unless I'm doing, you know, photo shoots. So I was like, I got to show them a different side that I can be because usually when I have done all my shoots, I've been fully clothed. And I don't want to pose nude or nothing like that. That's not what I'm going for. I just wanted, it was something different. And it's a project that I'm doing with somebody called Curves and Verb. And I didn't want him to use the same old pictures of me. So I was like, you know, I'm going to do something new and something different that nobody's seen from me before, not even like my friends and my family. I haven't gotten any feedback from my mom yet, so I don't think she's seen all the pictures. So I'm just waiting for her to, you know, go off of me and be like, what is your problem? And then, but I guess, since she hasn't said nothing yet, then they aren't too bad. But it was definitely out of my element. But, Nikki, that was the first photo shoot. Kira, the vice president of Big Girls Rock, who's always at my shoot, she told me, she goes, I'm really proud of you. She said, I was shocked that you weren't all giddy and all over the place and everything. She goes, you did really good. And it's crazy because that was like one of the shoots I've been the most worried about because I didn't know how to, you know, do anything. I was just like scared. I didn't know how to pucker up my lips and, you know, be sexy because that's just, I just feel like I'm too goofy for that.
Oh, no, you're not, Diva. You are a true Diva. And you know, it's so crazy how things happen, but it's like it's fit just for you. It's for you.
Thank you.
Right now, everything you do is for you. And it's you. It's you. It's just another part. Another area that you, another gift that you probably didn't even know you had.
Right. I didn't know I had it at all.
It's amazing because it's brought out. And that's what happens. You know, God brings things out, you know, so you see and know. And we can do a lot of things. It's not limited to one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Sometimes we get to where, oh, I like this. But you didn't realize that you had other gifts, you know. You might not like it, but it's just gifts.
Yeah, it was definitely like, it was tough because we were in the store for about 2 hours looking for stuff, and I was like, I'm not putting that on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, those underwear are laced. You know, nobody saw my underwear, of course, but it was like, they were just trying to give me the whole, they wanted me to feel it from top to bottom. They wanted me to feel sexy. And I was like, those underwear are lace. I cannot wear those. Like, that's just not something that I do, you know. And it was a good shoot. Now, I don't think I would probably, you know, walk around my house like that or nothing. And I'll do it again for those purposes. But just, you know, maybe that's why I'm single, too, because I don't do stuff like that. But oh, well. But I just, it was good for me, and it was good for me to step out of character and know that I can do it because I like to try different things. Like, when I had first started doing the whole modeling thing, I kept saying, okay, I want to do YouTube videos. I can't sing, but I just want to do YouTube videos because of Isis Brown. I'm quite sure everybody knows who she is. And I was like, I want to do YouTube videos too, you know, because she get up there, she got confidence, she dancing around, you know. So I start doing my little YouTube videos, and people actually like them. I don't know if they like them because they like me or they actually like them. But I do silly videos of me singing or just doing, like, little updates of what I'm doing. And that was like, a milestone for me that I crossed, that I could do a YouTube videos and not be shy. And so it's just, like, little things that I'm doing. Like, people don't think that I'm shy, and I'm very shy. They just don't see it often. But it's just a lot about me that people just don't know because I'm so silly on Facebook and I'm so open about everything. And I'm like, you can't be shy. And I'm like, I'm very shy. Like, you have to really see me in action to know that I'm shy. And it's just like everything, I guess, as I get older and as I go on, people are going to learn more about me that they don't know. Of course, I'm not going to put my whole life story about, well, today, you know, this is what happened and this is how I feel about it. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, you feel that type of way? I didn't know you had those type of feelings. And I do. Like, I guess people don't think that I'm supposed to make mistakes, and they don't think that I have heartbreaks and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, like, so much about me that people don't know and people don't see, like, different sides of me. It's just so much. It's so confusing. I'm getting confused thinking about it.
Well, I know that I do want to say that also you have a promotional side to yourself. You just recently had a event with Gucci Mane.
Yes.
So that is pretty cool, you know, and congratulations, because I saw the footage. I saw the pictures. It was crazy.
That's how I started those promoting, actually. That's how, like, I got, like, to get people to really, like, when I started modeling, it was easy to get people to support me, because I actually was starting with promotions in, you know, in the South Carolina area. I was doing promotions, and that's how I got, like, that's why I have such a big team behind me, because of how, that's how I had got started with promoting. Like, you see how I was promoting, you know, the show. I promote. That's my thing. That's my niche, is promoting. That's what I like to do, is to promote and do parties.
So I want to say,
on the promoter side.
Yes, and right now I do want to definitely give a shout out to Miss Keisha too, and she's a supporter of the Nikki Rich Show as well. She's tuned in, and y'all can follow her at One Twisted Fantasy. She's really been doing some major things, and y'all are a team, you know. So it's amazing just to have that support behind you as well.
Yes, it's funny because Keisha was actually on my promotional team that I had started back in 2010. She was on my promotional team. And then we just, I don't know what happened. We just stopped liking each other. Like, we just didn't like each other no more. And then that was kind of like, you know, we were just like, okay, we don't really know why we didn't like each other, but we just stopped liking each other. Now we're like two peas in a pod. We work together. And, it's just like, when we work together, it's just kind of like, okay, you know not to say something, like, somebody will say something to me and Keisha will attack them before I can even say anything, or vice versa. It's just like, we're like, it's like we're tuned in together, and it's so funny because we think about it now, like, even her husband asked her, she's like, I thought you guys didn't like each other, and we just don't really know why we didn't like each other. But now she's become one of my good friends, and I support her and her social club, Concrete Rose, and she supports me and Big Girls Rock, and that's what it's all about. Like, you know, is the support that we have, and that's one of, like, my really good friends, and she's another person that means a lot to me, that has helped me out, you know. And I go, like, today I was, like, feeling sad, and she's like, you know, don't worry about it, chill out, it'll be okay. And it's somebody that I can go and talk to. And you still wonder, sometimes your worst enemy or somebody that you can't stand can really end up being a really good friend to you. And
a best friend.
You, right. Yeah. And push you and motivate you more than somebody that's been in your life since you were little.
And exactly.
Like, she means a lot to me. Her and her husband actually have been, like, have been great for me these past, like, with me being a single parent. And then, you know, don't worry about it, because I was beating myself up yesterday about, you know, being a single mom. And they're like, don't worry about it. You're fine. You're doing good. And that's what it's all about, is to have people that really support you and really genuinely care about you. And it's not because they want something from you.
Exactly. And I want to say to you, you are surrounded by some amazing individuals, because they are so awesome, you know, and the whole entire family, and just the people that you're surrounded by, everybody seems so happy, and it's amazing. You know, I see your movement. I follow it. And
thank
it's good
you.
To see. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, I think my team is, we know everybody goes through stuff and everybody's human, but most of all, everybody's really happy, and they're not just, you know, somebody's just not doing nothing with their lives. Like, majority of people that I associate with, they're doing something, and I'm not going to talk to anybody because they're not doing nothing with their life. I'm gonna try to encourage them to do something differently, because I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I do stuff, you know. But everybody now, I guess, Nikki, when I became a mom, that's when my whole circle really changed, because I'm a mom
mm-hmm.
now. So I want people that's going to be able to be around my son, that's going to inspire him and, you know, make him feel comfortable, make him feel like, oh, okay, they really do love me. And that's what's more important, is my child. Like, my child is everything to me. Everything I do is for him. Like, nobody else, I do everything for him. Like, my mom had been pressing me for I don't know how long to go back to school, and I didn't. soon as I was able to do my summer semester, I started back school just past summer or whatever because of my son. It had, you know, my mom was pushing me, but I really can't live for you. Now I have to live for him and make him, like, I can't have him growing up like, oh, you know, my mom's not doing nothing with her life, you know, so I don't have to do nothing. So I try to really put people around him that's going to inspire him or that's going to really love and care about him. And everybody that's been around, you know, they love him. So long as my son is happy around the people that I'm around, then I'm fine. I'm happy. You know, as soon as I feel like he feels uncomfortable, then I'm not going to be comfortable with people being around him.
Mhm. I know what you mean, honey.
Yes, it's definitely like my son is, that's all that matters. Like, it's him and his happiness. That's what's the most important. I got to think about everybody that I'm around. Like, if I have something at my house, I really try not to let my son be here. Not because I don't trust my friends, but if we're going to be drinking, I don't want my son to be here. You know, of course, as a mother, I'm not going to get sloppy drunk if my son is here anyway, but just that I don't want him to be here in that environment.
That
you know, so I just, everyone around me, I, like, they don't know. I guess because I'm not really expressive, but they mean a lot to me, and they have helped me because I have no family in South Carolina, really. Like, I have some great aunts and uncles, but I really don't know them. So my friends have become my family, and I'm getting emotional thinking about it, and they've been my backbone. Because there's times where I just want to give up, and they've been there. Like, no, you don't need to give up. You got to think about Jordan. I'm sorry, I'm getting all these messages now. And they're like, you know, you need to think about Jordan and what you're going to do. So as long as they push me, then I can continue to do what I'm doing because I want to make a difference. I don't want to be big from this. I don't want a whole bunch of money. I don't want any of that stuff. I just want the stuff, the basic stuff that I'm getting now. Thank you for posting that because that really made me think, or your picture made me want to go take pictures. Like the picture that I took, I lied to you not. I had four girls take the same, almost similar pictures in giving to their boyfriends and their husbands for Valentine's Day because I did it. And these aren't, they weren't,
awesome.
it was only one smaller person did it, but the rest of them were plus size women. And that made me feel good. Like, well, dang, first I was like, hold up, they took my, you know, they're trying to copy me. But it wasn't that they were copying me, it was that I was being a role model and an example for them to do it.
And that's real. That is real. You know, because just you know, I so hardly just listened to you. I can understand because, you know, my family's in South Carolina, and I'm just here. I'm
right.
By myself. So I know what it means because the people that you're around or that you meet that's in your area, they are your family. Where
right.
you at, you know? So
yeah,
I understand it.
That's all you have to do. Like, you just people, your friends can be better family to you than your own family can. And my family is great. Like, they're all in Maryland and D.C., but they're great. Like, my little boy, he had a little episode 2 weeks ago, and I was so afraid that he was gonna pass on me, and I didn't know what to do. My brother, who also, he had lost his son over the summer, and he came down here and spent a week with him. And let me be able to go to work and not worry about, okay, what am I going to do with my son? You know, people are going to be afraid to keep him. And me and my brother are close or whatever, but we're not like, you know, how some brothers are. We're not that, you know, but it was the fact that he came and he spent the week here. You know, that meant a lot. Not to mention that when my son was in the hospital, people coming to see him, people checking on him. Like, my son, I felt some type of way that I put a picture up of him. He got like 400 likes on it. And I was like, well, dang, I can't even get that many likes on my picture. But it was like, it was likes that, okay, he's okay. He's going to be okay. But I did not know that many people cared about me. Like, my best friend, which is my son's godfather, he posted a status. And right after he posted the status that something was wrong with my little boy, it seemed like 20 other people posted statuses, please keep her and her son in her prayers. And some of them I didn't even know. I was like, well, wow, dad. Like, that means a lot to me that these people really care enough to ask for prayers and write it on my Facebook wall. I didn't know the majority of the people that were telling me that they were praying for my son and, you know, all that stuff. These are people I don't even know, but I consider my Facebook friends my family because of how much support they give me. And they sometimes give me more support than my own family do. And I think that's because my family really, they don't know because I really don't share what I do. So that's why I don't get, you know, as much support. But, of course, my mom is going to give me support regardless, as long as it's nothing crazy. But the people that are my Facebook friends, they support me, and they push me. You know, I wake up to messages. I don't read my inboxes majority of the time, but, you know, I can you can screen them if you, you know, when I open them. And, you know, sometimes I'll read and say, well, it'll say, you know, I'm so proud of you. Then it'll go into something crazy in the next paragraph. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not going to even respond now. You just ruined the whole thing, you know. So, you know, people think it's me being cocky and conceited or me thinking that I'm better than somebody else, but it's not that. I just don't have time to entertain that right now. Like, I'll entertain it later, uh-huh. but right now I'm not going to entertain it. So, but I do appreciate them. I do appreciate the support, and that's really something big. Like, anything that anybody wants to do, I always say have a good support system, because if you don't have a good support system, if you're not strong, it's going to fail, and you don't want to push your all into something and it fails.
Well, I'm going to tell you, to everybody that's listening, and we are live with Plus Size Model and CEO, Miss Anisha King. And Anisha, we're going to go to the phone lines. I think we got 864-201. You're on the air. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Me? Is it me?
Yes. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, Keisha. Oh, my goodness.
I've been listening, and I have been crying. That is so sweet, your message. Oh, that was so sweet. Yeah, I don't really know why we didn't like each other either, but I think it was because we were too much alike. But I love you, girl.
I love you, too. You're going to make me cry. And for everybody that doesn't know, my real name is Olga. That's why she called me Olgie. But
I called you Olgie because KJ called her Olgie when he was beating on her floor.
Yes, that's when KJ was making beats on my hardwood floors, and I was like, oh my gosh, like he's talented. But yes, thank you all. Keisha gonna make me so sad, and that's so funny, Nikki, okay. Because she's on the line, and then her husband just inboxed me how proud he is.
Oh, that is so amazing.
The fosters are great. Are great support, like a great support system to me. Like I love them to death. Like I really, really do.
Oh, well, I want to let your fans call in. Huh?
I said, do you have any questions?
I do. What is your favorite pose when you model?
Really, Keisha?
What?
my favorite pose would be me standing there. I don't know. I don't have to rack, just be me. I don't
Come
think I have
on.
A favorite
For the
pose.
Fans out there. For the fans.
Everybody that's tuned in. Let them know.
Okay, so does it matter if it's with my iPhone or like a Nikon camera? Like, what is it? What kind of
No mobile upload poses, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Then I would have to say, I think with the shoot that I just did this last time, I think my favorite pose would be in the one when I did, well, these pictures weren't seen, of course, but I had on some Ray-Ban glasses and I was standing up, against the, like, dresser, and I had some candles behind me, and I was scared, though, because I didn't want to get burnt, but I had the candles behind me. I think that might have been my favorite pose, because I really didn't have to be, you know, too extra. It was, like, kind of fun, but then I was scared because I was like, okay, I'm going to get burnt, but it was, like, a risky thing for me, but I think that would have to be, like, some of my favorite poses, or one of my favorite poses. I guess I'm going to have to post the picture now, because everybody's like, what is she talking about?
Please post it. Instagram.
Yes.
I did a pose, y'all, but I thought I was maybe like a size 4 when I did this pose, and they threw the rose petals all over me, and I really liked the picture. But I was like, oh,
I
want to
see.
That definitely is not going anywhere because it was so like embarrassing. Like I was stiff. Because I was like, oh, my God, is this really happening to me? But I just wanted to do that just because I've seen a whole bunch of skinny girls do it, and I wanted to do it too. So I just wanted to prove to myself that I can do it. But I'm real, like, stiff, like, okay, is this really happening? And I like that pose too.
Hmm. Well, you can't describe it in that show.
Okay. I can text that picture to you. I can definitely send that to you in a text message. But
and Nikki Rich.
Oh, yes, Nikki, I'll send it to you, too. Y'all don't laugh at me, though. I'm not sending it to nobody else. And I just got an inbox saying, can you send it to me? I think people are listening to me.
Yeah, girl, you better let some of your other fans call in.
I will.
And
thank
also, we
want
to give a shout-out to Lonnie Mack as well. Lonnie Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Much love to him.
Yeah. Mack.
And everybody.
His new name is Beats by Dre, though, Nikki. That's his new name.
Oh, yes, he is the Beats by Dre. Love
yes,
it.
Yes, he is.
I love my Beats by Dre.
Yes, hint, hint. I can use a pair, too, Lonnie Mack. I can use a pair, too. Hint, hint.
I love it.
He's a patriot. He's a good supporter.
He is.
Yes. And all you guys, we love you guys. You know, it's good to see so many people each day just living their dreams and their visions, you know, and just pursuing them. And just living it carefree, just living life carefree. And it's true amazing.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I think, like, the whole thing, again, like I said, is, like, with the support is what's important. And I think I kind of feel that we're all, like, me, Keisha, MBH, we're all kind of in the same circle. So I feel like that's what really, like, that's what keeps us kind of, we might not all talk to each other, but that's what keeps us together, is somebody to talk to. So that's why I mean, that's my opinion. I could be wrong, though.
It's like a little, I would say, a little conglomerate.
Right.
Everybody, they're doing their own thing, but it's like y'all all come together at some point, you know?
Right. You're definitely right about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, just to have those people and the individuals that's doing, like, really major things. You know, just you have to put yourself around like-minded individuals. And that's what makes it amazing and everything great, because everybody's working. Everybody's grinding.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, that's what's important.
Yes, it motivates you to want to do better and do more and just continue on, because sometimes you want to quit.
Yeah, and that's like Russell from NBH NCs, they both do a lot. But Russell, like, he does so much. Like, he's actually filming. I have a photo shoot coming up next Saturday, and he's going to be doing, like, the filming for the videos with the ladies. And when I was looking for a videographer, I was like, well, I really didn't want to ask him because he'd be doing so much, and I don't want to, like, bombard him with just me. You know, even though we all work together, I just didn't want to bombard him. But then I was like, I also needed somebody who was going to make these women who have never modeled before really, really comfortable to laugh in front of the camera. And I was like, well, I'm going to ask him, and I'm going to see what he says just so they can feel comfortable. So, like, I always try to go, like, before I do anything, I go to people in my circle that I know that's able to do it, because I want to support them first, my home team, before I support, you know, somebody else that I have no clue how their work is. And it seems like every time I go that route, I always get disappointed. But it's just like South Carolina, okay, Greenville, South Carolina, everything's so small. So you have to really, like, everybody doesn't have the same ambition. And I feel like the people that I surround myself with, they all have that ambition. And so, like, it's easier for us to work together and keep the circle tight, because we all want the same thing, and that's to go somewhere and to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's not nowhere far, we just don't want to be local, or, you know, we want to leave somebody in Japan to know what our name is or something. Like, we just don't want to be, even if we end up being local, it's other people outside of this area that know who we are.
And that's how you want to be. You don't want to limit yourself, put any limits on anything. You don't.
You can't limit yourself to nothing. And I limit myself to a lot. Believe it or not, I limit myself to a lot of stuff that I shouldn't, and I try not to. And I always tell, like, you know, I have a lot of plus-size women that come talk to me. Sometimes it's women that's older than me that come and talk to me, and they tell me something like, well, I don't want to do that. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, I wouldn't do it either. But you go, and I'm thinking to myself that, but I was like, of course, I can't tell them that, because it's nothing bad. And I'm just like, no, you need to go ahead and do it. But then I'm thinking, like, well, then dang, I need to go ahead and do it too, because I'm telling somebody else to do something that I know that I don't have the courage enough to do. Like, it took me forever, Nikki, to put some heels on. I probably didn't wear high heels until I was 25. Like, when I turned 25. I hate wearing heels. And it was something like, this girl was like, I can't wear heels, my feet are too wide. And I was like, no, girl, you can wear heels, you'll be okay. And the next day I told her that, I had to go order me a pair of heels, because then she's like, well, I never see you in heels. I'm like, oh, because I'm always at work, now I got to wear flats to walk around. But really, it's because I don't wear them either.
I know what you mean, girl. I really was that, you know. I always have fast legs and that type of look.
Right. So it's
now,
all
Keisha,
about.
Do you wear heels all the time?
No. I could try to avoid them as much as I can. But I broke both of my ankles, though, so I have an excuse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Keisha's like me. We like Converse. We can wear Converse and stuff like that. Like, I think me and Keisha, we're supposed to, like, kind of dress business attire, casual at work or whatever. And I think me and Keisha are probably one of the only ones. Well, we're the youngest ones in our department of, like, 50 people anyway. But I think we're one of the only ones that wear, like, tennis shoes, like Converse in there. Or we'll wear, like, sweater dresses with leggings and stuff that we're not supposed
to
wear.
They say, are you at work? Are y'all working today? And we're like, why not?
Yeah, we working, or are you going out after work? No, I'm going home. But I'm not, y'all, like, you know, the closest person next to our age is probably like almost 50. So it's like, you know, we're in a different generation. And then until you tell us we got to wear a uniform, this is what we're going to come to work as. Like, sorry, you know, we don't look, you know, ratchet or nothing, but this is what we wear to work. Now, we do have some pictures from while we're at work that we look kind of crazy, but we have office. We're both in school. We're both parents, and then Keisha has two kids, and we're both parents and all that kind of stuff. So we just be like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I just woke up and I had to come in here, and, you know. But it's just that heels and me, I just don't. You would never know that I don't wear heels now because I, you know, I kind of look cute in them. Like my little outfit today, I was kind of cute in my heels. But you know, it's just that I just don't like them. They hurt my feet. They hurt my feet really bad too. I don't know if people can do it.
Yeah.
I commend them.
I'm
and they walk in stilettos.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. Like, I won't ever do a runway show. Like, I've been asked about so many runway shows, and I'm like, nope, can't do it. Sorry. I'm not going to eat. That's something I won't even set myself up, because that's when I'll be stomping down the runway.
Be stomping and do a twist, because I went to a runway show this weekend in L.A. It was, I would say, a plus-size show,
mm-hmm.
and it was it rocked for real.
They got plus-size women in California?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I ordered a plus-size dress from California, and it definitely was not plus-size. And I said,
to go look at my Instagram. I got, it was a, plus size fashion show, and it was amazing. And the ladies, well, I tell you, they were stumping down that thing, and I know I wouldn't be able to. Honey,
I get
to the middle and turn around. I'd be like, can we stop in the middle?
Right. Can I take a break? Nikki, I just want to let you know that one of my followers just told me that he's in the Bahamas and he's listening. So I'm internationally known. So that means that you're internationally internationally known as well. I just wanted to let you know what somebody told me. Yeah, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yes, that's awesome. And, you know, we are international. We do have our Canadians, our UK. I know y'all heard the intro in the beginning. Is the nominated 53rd Grammy Ballet of Martin Stevens, which is all the way in London, and he did our intro.
That's good. When you can network with people that's out of the States, that's really good. That's what I would hope next is work with somebody that's out of the state. Even though, like, on my Big Girls Rock website, one of the first people that I featured was in the Philippines, and that was, like, the clothing was so, like, their plus-size clothing, it was cute, but it was different. Like, not too different, but it was, like, the way that they did their modeling and stuff like that, it wasn't like you would see a plus-size photo shoot here. It was, like, unique, and that really, like, stood out to me how, like, different they were. And they, like, actually, she, the girl who owns the company, she was retweeting me, and that's what made me remember her, because we had featured her when we first did our website. But everything that – she's like, I want to work with you. If you ever come to the Philippines, let me know. Well, I probably won't ever get to the Philippines, but it's just the fact that now somebody over there knows me, so if anything, if I ever did get over there, I can have somebody I can get in contact with.
Well, I want to say shout out, Thomas. Much love to you, followers. Follow me on Twitter too at Miss Nikki Rich. So everybody, we can keep in touch, you know?
Right. Yes, definitely do that. definitely do that. I don't tweet much. Keisha gets on me now because I really don't, like, I'm not a tweeter. I don't like to, oh, tweeter. Yeah, I don't like to tweet. I like Facebook and Instagram. I don't know.
Instagram,
but I'm starting,
I love.
Yes, you know I love Instagram. I absolutely love. I have 3 Instagram pages that I run, actually. I love Instagram. And Twitter is my, you know, Twitter. I'm trying to get into it, but I'm not there yet. But it seems like that's what everybody's using, and it's a good networking tool. And since you were, like, retweeted that I was going to be in there, then I got, you know, a few more followers. But I just don't know why. I guess because I can't write as much as I talk. That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to keep writing tweets to get my point across.
Uh-oh, I just heard the key word. Since I tweeted, you got more followers, Jay.
Yay, I did. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Awesome. Yeah, that is amazing. And, y'all, we do got some music, too. We're going to take a quick break. Keisha, you going to stay on with us, right?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we got NBA Switch. All right, here we go.
Woo.
Superwoman in stilettos.
show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
All right, all right. That was Swiss, Superwoman and Stiletto, MBH, the group MBH. Yes, all the way from South Carolina to everybody listening in. We are live right now. We have a special treat. We got Miss Keisha on along with our special guest tonight, Miss Anisha.
Yay.
So we're so glad to have you guys on tonight.
Yay.
I'm excited. I didn't even know I was a special guest.
I know, right? But you're making me feel a lot more comfortable, so that's good.
Yay.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, we're just so glad that you're here. And y'all really been motivating people tonight because out there, you know, there's so many people that pursue their dreams and they don't know where to go. They don't know where to start. And or even those who are pursuing at the moment, they just feel like giving up. Is there any advice that you would like to share?
Okay, let me see how I can word this because I'm kind of mean when I give that kind of advice, so I'm got to be nice. Don't give up. That's the first thing. Like, you can't give up. And another thing is a big part of not giving up is to have a support system because when you feel like giving up, you have to have somebody to say, no, you can do it. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Or think of something. What are you working towards that you know that if you're working towards something, you don't want to give up on something that you're trying to make, especially if you're making trying to make a difference. Like, you have to keep pushing and you have to keep thinking about it. Like, it's days where I just, like, I don't want to do this. It's days where, even with me and my son, like, I'm like, I don't even know how I became a mom, but that's my motivation to keep going. So it has to be something in everybody's life that motivates them to want to continue to go on. And a lot of people, for a lot of people, it's their kids. Like, you can't give up. And if you, what's the purpose of you trying to start something if you're just going to give up and say, I'm not going to worry about it? Who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. Because what's the point of starting it? You shouldn't even start it in the first place. Like, you got to continue to go, and it's going to be struggles, and it's going to be stuff that's going to knock you down, people that's going to be coming in your way, like, you can't do it, and, you know, saying negative stuff, but you have to look past all of that. Like, and me, like, I haven't had no, so far, but I've been doing, like, Big Girls Rock, and I really haven't had no negative experiences, like, with, you know, I just had, like, little setbacks, but nothing negative to say for me not to want to do it. So I just like you have to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. And that's the thing, like, keep pushing and have a good support system. People don't understand how important it is for a support system because if you don't have a support system, it's kind of hard. Especially, like I said again, if you're not strong, then it's kind of pointless. And I'm kind of a strong person, but at the same time, I'm not strong. So I'm glad that I have people that I can go to help me out when I'm weak and I don't have my strong points. So it's all about who you surround yourself around, how motivated you are about doing it, how serious you are. Like, don't do a whole bunch of talking. Like, just start it and then go from there. Like, don't do a whole bunch of talking about it. And that way you won't be looking to disappoint anybody because they don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. Now, what about you, Keisha?
It's kind of hard for me to say. The same thing Olga said. I mean, I just say whatever you want to do. Like, my dream has always been to be in the health field. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that there's grants out there for you to go to school if you don't have a lot of money. I actually encouraged Olga to get back into school. Like, I told her about all the programs and stuff like that. So if you don't know, go ask. Because a lot of stuff that you might have to ask somebody, don't be scared to ask. Don't let your pride get in the way of you asking someone to help you get where you need to go, as long as you trust them. So that's really my advice to add on to August.
Yeah, like, see, we can't give the advice that we would give each other, Nikki, because, like I said, we're kind of mean. We're both Aries. So it's just kind of like, you know, it wouldn't be the talk that you would give a kindergartner.
It's more like cussing out.
Snap out of it. It's not that serious. Snap out of it. That's really how it is. Like, get over it.
Like, she's my exactly. She's my counselor. Olga's my counselor.
That's what I'm talking about.
She counsels me too. Like, our issues are probably don't really even compare, but it's like we're feeding off each other, like, and it helps. So it's like that's why when you asked me, I was like, okay, she asked me about what advice. this is a, I want to be as honest as possible because I'm really an honest person. Like, and I'm trying to, like, I want to be honest, but what do I say that I don't want people to be like, oh, my gosh, did she really just say that on air? You know, so it's just kind of like, okay, I got to, you know, tone it all the way down and, you know, take it to, you know, the we about to sit in church for the rest of the Sunday kind of person because it's just that with my honesty, it's kind of like with Keisha, too, it's kind of just blunt, like, whatever. Like, it goes back from our job. We get asked people questions all the time, like, where are the elevators? Now, when you walk into our job, it's a big, huge sign that says atrium elevators. And we just look like, did you really just ask that? Like, did you not see that sign right there? And it's just kind of like, well, we got to remember we're at work. So it's just like, oh, it's right there. It might not be said that nicely, but it's just like, what are you, like, are you not thinking? So you just got to kind of be cognizant of how you say stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, just like people come in the hospital looking for Peanut.
Yeah, Peanut. And we're like, who's Peanut? Why are you coming to the hospital looking for Peanut? We don't know who Peanut is, and how are we supposed to find Peanut? Like, you can't come looking for somebody with hood names, and we're supposed to expect to find them. So that's, again, like, that's when our personalities come out, like, okay, and then we have to remember again. And sometimes, Mickey, we don't remember that we're at work. We just be like, did you really just come here and ask us that? You know, sometimes we don't remember. It's like, okay, you know. So it's just, my advice is, well, I'm going to say this. Get over it. Keep pushing it. You don't really don't need nobody, but it's good to have somebody. But you can make it work if you really serious about what you want to do.
Yeah, that's real. That is real. Now, what can we expect from, you know, starting with you, Miss Anisha, and then we're going to get with Miss Keisha. What can we expect from you coming in the future?
I'm so excited about this project. It was actually Keisha and I's idea. It's a real women's photo shoot, and it is this February 23rd, and I have women coming from Ohio, Georgia, Florida, and in South Carolina, of course, in North Carolina, to come be a part of this photo shoot. They're women of all different sizes and races. It's about 25, 26 of us. Maybe 25, 30 of us, I don't really know how many, but we're going to do the photo shoot, and my goal is to make a calendar out of the photo shoot and, like, to, you know, to get it submitted, like, other people to see us, you know, see this is what real women are. They all aren't plus size. They all aren't, you know, it's just different women. Like, we got women in the military, and then you have some people that are in, like, the nurses and, like, the CNAs or, you know, teachers or whatever they're doing, people that work at Walmart. I wanted women from all walks of life. I just got people from just women, different kind of women that don't look the same. And that's my biggest thing. Like, my shoot that I just did, that was my biggest thing, was to get that, you know, on jumping. And then I'm also going to be modeling for Bub Entertainment out of Norfolk, Virginia. I'm going to do some modeling for him actually next weekend too. And then the shoot that I just did will be for Curves and Verbs, and it's going to be coming out for Gorilla Mode probably in the next, like, month or so. And that's what he's going to take. He has, like, a team. He calls us the superheroes of plus-size modeling. And it's about 10 of us, and he's going to take our photos, and he's going to write poetry to it for his portfolio, and then he's going to, like, you know, submit it and do, like, a book thing, and I'm excited about that. I'm in school, so hopefully I'm trying to figure out if I want to go ahead and just finish this last semester out and then get a certificate and keep going, because I got to feel like I'm working towards something, and I'll have, like, another year for an associate, so I got to feel like I'm doing something. So with school, I'm doing that. Other than that, that's nothing. Hopefully I can be saying I'm getting married soon.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. But probably not. But it sounds good. I hope so. Maybe one day. But I don't know.
Now, what
I'm
about you, Keisha?
Yeah.
I just want to be a nurse. I graduate in December. I graduate in December, but as I don't know if a lot of people know, but I manage my husband, which is J-Rod Beats, the producer of Swizz, and other songs like NBH. And I also manage KJ. So we'll probably be in Atlanta a lot this year, doing different beat battles and getting KJ some different things, because I got an email from Nickelodeon about KJ doing his own show. I just got that today.
Wow.
Actually, so I don't know. I really want to graduate school first so I can have money to do. That's really my goal, like, to graduate school so I can have money to provide for, you know, to be able to fly places and do what I want so we can have enough funds to do I guess to, you know, support their dreams or whatever.
That's real. As soon as KJ go to Nickelodeon, I will be right there on set.
Nikki, hold up. KJ is my Facebook fiance. And so you got to be careful. Like, he can't, like, I had to do that because I just was hoping that it would stop people from inboxing me, but really it didn't work. But, like, KJ, he's spectacular. Like, Keisha, my little boy, he playing music and he be dancing and stuff. And it's so cute and cute. And it's kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. Keisha's like, no, you need to keep encouraging him to do it. And, you know, because, like, he was, like, 6 months, and he was sitting there with his piano making a little beat, and Keisha was, like, encouraging him to do it. Like, it's not a bad thing. That's how KJ got started. And I was like, no, like, whatever. I don't think he's going to be that way. But now, like, seeing KJ and then, you know, looking at all his videos when he was little, I was like, well, dang, maybe my son really does have a talent, because he really, like, you put some music on, and he's, like, he just start automatically. So, like, that really has been, like, inspired me to, like, kind of not push him because he's so little. But like, oh, okay, no, you know, go ahead and do that. It's okay. It's not. It annoys me because it sounds crazy. But it was Keisha had to tell me that it really don't sound crazy. It's actually a beat for him. Like, he's making his own little beat, and you just don't know it. So
right.
People
would come over and their kids, and we would just have all kind of noise going on, and they would like say, stop, don't do that, don't, you know, so-and-so get back over here. And I was like, let them do it. I said, it doesn't bother me, as long as they ain't bothering me. And so, we never really yelled at KJ for beating on stuff, like beating on walls or playing with computers and stuff he wasn't supposed to. I think parents should be more encouraging to their
right.
kids creative, whatever they want to do, you know?
Yeah, like, and that's like the thing. Like, my little boy is so funny because they mimic you, and people don't realize how much your kids mimic you, and they see what you do. Like, my little boy, like, one of my friends was trying to get him to talk on the cell phone and hold it, but he moved the cell phone from his ear, and he went right and looked at it, like, how I hold my phone and text. That's exactly what he did. Like, he don't
exactly.
see mommy talking on the phone. He sees mommy texting, you know, and that's what he looked at the phone, like, I don't know what's going on here, but I don't do this. And he looked at the phone, he started pressing the buttons, and I got to lock my phone, of course, because he does so much stuff, but I'm very, like, particular about my phone. Like, I'm really attached to my cell phone. So for me now to get him to the point where I let him play with it is, like, really hard for me because I have issues with my phone, Nikki, and everybody that's listening probably knows because my phone goes in the shower with me. Like, that's how bad my issue is. So, like, he'll hold it and he'll play with it. And, you know, like, one day, I didn't even know that he was, like, 8 months old, and he was, like, he saw me, I guess he had seen me so many times going through my iPad looking at pictures, and I came back in the room, and he was taking his finger, the same pointer finger, just going through my iPad looking at my pictures, and I was like, well, I'm about to put some, you know, games in my iPad for him to be able to, you know, use. I put a little piano in here for him and all that kind of stuff, because kids really do mimic you, and, like, honestly, that's our future. Like, this is who's going to lead us, you know, in a few years. These are going to be our leaders, and when you're doing all, like, you know, all that crazy stuff in front of your child, then that's what we're going to get. And then parents looking crazy, like, well, why is my child that way? I don't understand. I raised them right. Raising them right and what you think is right is two different things. So you really have to, like, encourage your kids. And, like, they could be the next Beyonce. They could be the next Ben Carson. You never know. You just got to really pay attention to what they're doing and see what they're talented at.
That's real. That is real.
So, Nikki, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
How was your Valentine's Day?
It's been awesome. It's been excellent. I went out and I brought me some shoes. I bought me some more hair, some more eyelashes, because I'll be going to Oscar weekend. So, you know,
I'm excited. I wish I was going. It's going to be really nice. Well, I'm glad that you had a good time. Did you go out to dinner or anything? Did you go out to dinner or anything tonight?
Yes, I did. I went on a nice date with myself. I went to a Japanese restaurant. Actually, I just got back right before the show.
That sounds good. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds nice.
You know, because I love me. Nobody likes loving yourself.
Yes, and you're right about that. And that's what a lot of women don't. They don't love themselves. And they expect it from somebody else. The only man I expect to get love from is my son. As long as he continues to love me until some chicken head come around, then I'm good. So I got a good probably about 15 years before he really start changing on me. But right now I'm good. As long as he loves me, I'm fine.
And I'm telling you, it was a great Valentine's Day for myself. I had a blast. I surely did.
That's good. That's what matters. That's what matters the most, that you have fun and you have fun taking care of yourself. I'm ready for tomorrow to come.
Oh, man, yes. But we're just so excited that you guys came through to the Nikki Rich Show, and we just welcome you back. Now, go ahead and give out your information in case they wanted to learn more about your organization and follow you and add you and just get more information.
Oh, my gosh, so I'm going to sound so conceited. But you can Google me. You can, but really, you can't Google me. I actually do come up. I felt kind of good. But no, you can follow me on Twitter, and it's at
Anisha Keys. They can't Google you because I did, and everything comes up.
Yeah, see, I felt so special when I realized that people could really Google me. And that's why, like, I was, this is off topic, but I was telling her I had to let go of the manager that I had, because really, I work better for me than anybody else will ever work for me, because I know what I want. So I was like, you know what? I was like, have you ever tried to look me up on Google? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that told me right then and there that we don't even need to be working together. But anyway, you can follow me on Twitter, and it's at Anisha King PSM. That's also my Instagram, so you can follow me on Instagram. You can also follow Big Girls Rock on Instagram, and it's at Big Girls Rock LLC. And our Twitter for Big Girls Rock is at Big Girls Rock BBW. And Big Girls Rock we have 5,000 friends on our Facebook page, so we can't no longer accept any more friends. But you can like our like page, and it's www.facebook.com/BGR like page. And then I have a like page as well, and it's facebook.com/AnishaKingPSM. So you can find me on there. You can actually add me on Facebook too. It's Anisha King, and let me spell that. It's A-N-I-S-H-A. And then King, K-I-N-G. So you can find me. I mean, if you don't remember all that, you can just put it in Google. I like saying that. But I'm definitely findable. So if you want to look me up. I'm sorry. Big Girls, I just totally forgot. Big Girls Rock has a website, and it's biggirlsrock.com. And you can go in there. We got some songs on there, some features that we did. We have Big Girl of the Month. As well as, like, you know, it's not just dedicated to plus-size women. That's our goal, but we feature other people. So if you're interested in even being featured, you can actually email me if you're, you know, you have something unique that you're doing. And you can email biggirlsrock@biggirlsrock864@gmail.com. Because like Nikki, we like to help other people get out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's all my information, I think. Keisha?
No. Keisha?
First I want to say thanks to Olga for letting me invade her show.
You didn't invade my show. This is the Nikki Rich Show. I'm just on here as a guest.
Well, you know what I meant. Invade your segment. But you can just follow me on Twitter at One Twisted Fantasy, and then I have all my information on there because my name is too long on Facebook. Sorry.
Yeah, it is long. You'll probably be confused. But no, you made this easier.
Yes, One Twisted Fantasy, that's all.
Well, we're just so excited that you ladies came through, and I'm just so glad to have our special guest on tonight, Miss Anisha King. And
Thank you. She
has really been making some major moves, so we wanted to bring you on.
I'm sorry, I'm getting all these questions. I don't know why people wouldn't just call in instead of sending them to me on Facebook.
That's how it is, honey.
Yeah, I see. They asking all these questions, but they won't you just, why didn't you just call in the show and ask? I'm not going to even answer.
That's how it is. It happens all the time.
But I thank you for having me. I really, really do.
Yes.
I appreciate it so much.
And we welcome you back anytime. You know, we're going to stay in touch, and that's what it's all about. And we're going to stay updated with Big Girls Rock. So, everybody, thank you again, Keisha, for all your support of the Nikki Rich Show, as well as our special guest.
Thank you.
We welcome you back anytime, too. And congratulations
on your family's success, because everybody is succeeding in that family.
Yes, they are. JC's next.
Somebody's going to make it.
Thank you.
Now we're working on a baby. Just had a baby, but the baby probably came out dancing, you know?
Yeah. She's a character. She is definitely a character. She's going
to
be next,
though. She's going to be KJ's manager. That's all it means to you. She's going to be KJ's lawyer or something.
Yes. And we're just so glad that you came through. And shout out to KJ, one of our past guests, so everybody, y'all can go.
Let me see if he'll say hey real quick. KJ, you want to say hey?
Say hey. Say hey to Mickey Rick.
Hey, Mickey
Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. That's good. We're glad to talk to you tonight. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm glad to talk to you too.
Oh.
Hey, KJ. Hey. He's so sweet. That's my little boo. He's
so sweet.
Yeah, he is very sweet. She has good kids. That's good. Like, his and her kids are really good.
He said, "Happy Valentine's Day to you too."
Yeah, he's a trip. He's so funny.
Well, we
but
see this
thank
is what
you
I love
again,
about
and I'm willing
so,
to come
you
back.
Know. Yes.
I'm willing to definitely come back. I have so much stuff that I can talk about. It's ridiculous. As long as we don't talk about love and relationships, then I'm good. That's probably why nobody called in, because I made sure I made it clear. Do not ask me about love. Do not ask me about relationships. It'll be good. And that's probably why nobody wants to call in.
Well, you just know that everybody's listening in. Just know that.
Yes, you said 260,000 people, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
So. Everybody's tuned in. Well, we thank
you so much.
And thank you again, Keisha. Much love to everybody and the support. We're going to continue to build and grow. And
we'll
welcome you back anytime. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless. You're welcome, boo. Everybody, you were just listening to our special guest for tonight. She is known as Miss Anisha King. She is our CEO, founder, plus size model, and more. Be sure and go follow her on Twitter. She gave out all her information, her Facebook, her Instagram. Go and support. Show all the love and support. That's what it's all about. Right now, we're going to get back into some more music from our independent artist. We got Jamira Grown.
It's been a long time since I've been the past to let you decide goodbye for my life. And when I make mistakes, I make decisions, I make change, I make a habit, don't play. I'm so focused on my game. But I don't abuse it, cause I know that my shine is worth gold. Rising up to no town. When it's real, what's game? What's without action? I just claim. Speak your heart up, do the same. I'm
said you're coming. You said you're coming again. You said you wanna go home and tell your friends.
I wanna see how far
you can go. Lose control. Scream my name. You coming back for love?
How deep? How deep? How deep do you want it, baby?
Scream so loud that the neighbors know.
So low.
Right now, stop, baby, I'll let you know.
We'll be doing crazy shit like we on reality TV. I'll be acting up like I'm in a hasty blue movie.
You've been going so fast, just wanna catch a tar in your ass. Let's pick up bats for the masses. I got you hooked up in bros here.
I wanna please you, I wanna feed you, baby, feel me inside of you.
I wanna love you,
I wanna touch you,
I wanna
meet
round two. What I'm planning to do is something that no one's ever done for you.
Pick and roll,
lose control, one-on-one games. I'm taking it straight to the hole.
How much
do you want to be?
I wanna please you, baby, feel
me inside of you.
I wanna love you,
I wanna touch you,
I wanna
meet inside of you.
I wanna please you,
I wanna
please you.
Hi.
You,
Mariah Carey. I am
a compu nerd.
What's up?
Okay, I gotta go somewhere, so can we make this quick?
Yeah.
Thanks.
This way. You see.
Been waiting for it, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I be all up on you. I know you got that fever for me, 102. And boy, I know I feel the same, my temperature's through the room.
If it's the camera up and hidden, it's only you for me. When I do. If it's the camera up and hidden, I bet like I just look on YouTube. Close your beer on your mouth and brag about the secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. My business like a windy interview. So this is private between you and I.
Touch my body, bring me on the floor. Put me around, stay with me on the wall. Touch my body, bring me on the dance. I just wanna make you feel how it is. Touch my body, let me run the night. Wanna run away, do a little thing. Touch my body, when you have a curve. Come on, give me what I deserve. And touch my body.
You can put me on you like a brand new white tee. Rain. I'm far away with you in my Caribbean sea.
If it's the camera up and hidden, it's only you for me. When I do. If it's the camera up and hidden, I bet like I just look on YouTube. Close your beer on your mouth and brag about the secret rendezvous.
I will hunt you down.
Cause baby, I'm up in my business like a windy interview.
Sun down the
Hey, Jim. Turn the lights on.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Mr. Wrong, you know, the girl Mary J. Blige, R&B diva. Right now, we're going to go to some hot new music. We got Misha Becker.
Freak 'em.
a truth where I feel like you guys. All of my moments with you made me feel like I had someone by my side. All of my days, all of my nights, it was just for you, baby. But to my surprise, I lost the fight, and now it's just me here, baby. And I've been hoping and wishing and praying and saying that this here was real. There is no question, no wonder, confusion or doubt in the way that I feel. Here on cloud nine, doing just fine. The reality hit me, a moment in time. Beautiful sight, yeah, they all come to me. My baby, them right now was down. All of my days, all of my nights, they were here for you, baby. But it was me who lost the fight, and yeah, it's driving me crazy. This is the moment that you tell the truth, break my heart, hold your breath, let love die. There's no more can I come through, can't be cool. Broke the rule, left tears in my eyes.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. Man, we've been getting it in all night. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, to everybody that's listening in. Thank you so much to all the supporters for just taking out your time to come and listen and rock with the Nikki Rich Show on Valentine's Day. Right now, we want to take out the time. It's motivational, you know, to bring that motivation to you. We're going to bring right now Mr. Robert Speaks. It's a little snippet. So, y'all, check it out here.
Thinking outside the box is really thinking inside of this box, inside of the computer box, listening to inner genius. Huh? Thinking outside the box is really thinking inside. Now, listen. See what I'm saying? To what's going on out there. Listen to what's going on in here. The real meaning of education. Draw out that which you're in already. That's that energy. Because when you meditate, you're listening to yourself. It's self-talk. When you meditate, people, why? People say they meditate when they meditation brings everything into focus. When you bring something into focus, that means you have clarity. You see exactly what's going on. You commit yourself to accomplishing a particular task or doing something. So that's meditation. But why meditation? Because the self has to talk to itself so it can get direction.
Mr. Brown is an awesome speaker. I never heard anyone speak like him before. His words have such a command, you know, that you got to pay attention. His words will inspire you and help you become self-motivated.
Mr. Brown is a great speaker. His words really draw you in. I love his unique style. He is truly an inspiration. Every youth around the world should hear him. He will motivate you and get you moving in the right direction.
Mr. Brown is funny and he inspires me.
Mr. Brown's words are so inspiring. He grabs my attention.
You can live out your dreams. You can do whatever you want to do. If you put your mind to it, you put the brain computer on it, ask the question, it'll solve it for you. And you can do it.
Robert has been my life coach for years. Whenever I need guidance, advice, or just some extra motivation, he's right there for me. He definitely helped shape my life for the better. Thank you, Robert, for the work you're doing in this world. I greatly appreciate it.
Brown uses a fresh, new, original concept that truly inspires a person to look within themselves to unlock their greatest potential.
I've heard a lot of speakers, and I must say that Robert has, you know, definitely inspired me, motivated me, and just touched me in such a way.
In order to get in the game and get started, you have to take action. Action is the first step on the road to accomplishing whatever it is that you want to accomplish, your goals, your dreams, everything that you have in store. With the inner voices speaking to you and telling you different things to do, you have to listen and then you have to take action. Action completes the thought.
I think Rob Brown is great. He's a really good speaker and he really motivated me to do the things that I always knew that I could do. It's just being able to hear someone that can tell you exactly the direction and steps you need to go, and I really am grateful for that.
I just want to say his motivational speeches are completely incredible. I love how he's passionate about what he believes. Every time I hear him talk, it engages me in a way that just, you know, just very inspiring. He talks a lot about finding the inner genius, and that's one of my favorite things, actually. I love to hear him talk about.
Everybody has a special, unique set of gifts and talents and abilities. And when I say unlock that inner genius, I'm talking about going within yourself and unlocking that DNA of greatness that's inside of you already. That godness, that greatness, that genius, that genius that is you, that you were born with.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Robert Speaks. If you missed him last night, go back and check it out. Amazing interview. I want to thank all the listeners, all the callers, everybody that's tuned in to the hottest radio station on the planet. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. Add us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNikkiRichShow, as well as our Instagram, which is Miss Nikki Rich. Call in 323-580-5749 anytime and NikkiRichShow.com. our official website. You can listen to the Nikki Rich Show anytime on podcast. And we leave tonight by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. We end by saying God bless you all. Happy Valentine's Day.